Well, happy Sabbath, dear ones, and welcome to our main church service on this high Sabbath day of the 2nd of April, 2016. Welcome to those listening on the phone and those listening to the recording and those that have tuned in to WLMR Radio. It's good to have you in fellowship with us today. Our opening song is entitled, We Gather Together. And you can find the lyrics to this, as well as the lyrics to other hymns on our website, in the Home Church section under Music. We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. He chastens and hastens his will to make known. The wicked oppressing now sees from distressing. Sing praises to his name, he forgets not his own. Beside us to guide us, our God with us joining. Ordaining, maintaining his kingdom divine. So from the beginning the fight we were winning. Thou, Lord, were at our side, all glory be thine. We all do extol thee, thou leader triumphant. And pray that thou still our defender wilt be. Let thy congregation escape tribulation. Thy name be ever praised, O Lord, make us. And indeed, with Christ living within us, we are free.
Please bow your heads. Dear Father, we humbly come to you today and ask you to forgive us our sins. And to always let us think about Jesus whenever we're surrounded by troubles. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving us and for making us clean. Help us to cling together, to be one thought and one mind as a witness for you in this world, that we may be counted among the 144,000. Be with us in our daily life. Be with us during this ceremony. And may we think of you often every day. Thank you, Father, for answering all the individual prayers that have come to you, the verbal, the silent. You know what's in our hearts, and we thank you for knowing everything about us. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, and thank you, dearest sister. Well, as we mentioned before, this is a very high Sabbath, in which we not only come together to worship our Lord and to keep His holy day, but we also gather together to partake of the communion service. And we follow this communion service from the example that our Lord set for us some 2,000 years ago. And the first part of the service begins with foot washing. And this is very important. And for those that would like to follow along with the quotes that I'll be referring to, you can find these on our website at lightministries.com/SDA/ID1381.htm. Now, this example is set out and recorded in the scriptures. And if you look at quote number one, from John 13, verses 1 to 11. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he riseth from supper, and laid aside his garments, and took a towel, and girded himself. After that he poureth water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith to him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore said he, Ye are not all clean. Now, this cleansing of the feet was usually done by hired servants or slaves, and they would take a wash basin with a towel and then wash and dry each of the feet of their masters. But if there was no servants available, then one of the younger members of the family would be forced to perform this service for all their family members, in order to show proper respect for their elders or other important guests that were visiting. So then when Christ and all of the disciples came into that upper room with dirty feet from having traveled some distance that day, each one noticed the pitcher of water, the wash basin, and the towel that was placed in the room with which to wash the dusty feet, but they also noticed that there were no servants in the room. So then this meant that one of the disciples would have to voluntarily perform this humiliating task for all the others. And I'm sure that each of the disciples would have been more than willing to humble themselves to wash the master's feet. But in volunteering to do that, they would be having to wash all the feet of their fellow disciples, and that would be humiliating. So then what did each of the disciples do in this situation? As Christ was their master and Lord, he naturally went and sat down at the table for supper and then waited for one of his disciples to come and wash his dirty feet. But then Christ watched as each and every one of his disciples also went and sat down at the table along with him. This showed that each disciple proudly believed themselves to be close to the same level of importance as their Lord. And it also revealed that each proudly believed that they were of more importance than the other disciples, since they expected to be served. Now, after a few minutes of waiting and also seeing that his disciples were not volunteering to do this service, Christ rose from the table and walked over to the wash basin. And this action caught the attention of each of the disciples. And they began to watch what their Lord was doing. And I think you can imagine their horror as they watched Jesus go to the wash basin, pour water into it, take a towel, and then walk back to where each of the disciples were sitting, and then began to wash their feet as their servant. And it was at this point that pride and self-exaltation was fully crucified in each of their hearts. And then each disciple was bitterly reproaching himself for not being the first to get up and perform this service for their Lord and Master without caring if it also meant that they had to become a servant to their fellow brethren. But it was too late. You look at quote number two. When Jesus came to Peter, Peter said, "No, Lord, do not wash me as my servant, because I'm your servant." But then Jesus said, "You must be washed by me, or you cannot be my disciple." Peter then responded by saying, "Well, then wash me completely, because I truly desire to be your follower." And Christ then said in response that those that are already bodily washed are fully clean, but at times their feet become dirty and need to be cleansed. Or in other words, those who have accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior are indeed washed in His blood and are fully cleansed from all their sins. But at times there still needs to be the cleansing from the contamination of selfishness and pride, so that self may be fully crucified and replaced with humility, meekness, lowliness of heart, so that they may completely represent their Savior in character. Now, if you look at quote number three, these verses also bring forth that Christ washed the feet of Judas, and this was after Jesus knew that Judas was already agreed to betray him to the Pharisees, and thus was not cleansed in his heart. Now, how humiliating would it be to wash the feet of someone you know is betraying you? To do so would be so much more humiliating than it would normally be in performing this service. But this is exactly what Jesus did. He knew that Judas was betraying him, and yet he washed his feet. Why? Because Christ loved Judas. And his love was complete. He still loved Judas even after Judas had agreed to betray him. And since Christ loved him, then he was willing to humiliate himself to the greatest extent in order to do everything he possibly could to bring Judas to repentance and prevent him from betraying him. So with such a godly example of love being expressed for each of the disciples, including Judas, what then did Christ say to them all? If you look at quote number 4, from John 13, verses 12 to 17. After he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. So as this example of our Savior is before each one of us to ponder, to see, to understand, then who should we be willing to show our love to? To every one of our brothers and sisters in the faith, no matter what they may have done to us, even to those who are in the process of betraying us. And this is just as our Savior revealed, because by expressing our love to them to the extent of our willingness to become their servant and washing their feet, we're trying to bring them to repentance. We're trying to keep them from betraying us. We're trying to bring them back into unity and love with us. And if we're to humble ourselves and become the servant of those who are in the process of betraying us, then we should surely humble ourselves and wash the feet of those who have wronged us in the least degree, in the small things that at times can appear to be great things, but yet they're very small. In quote number 5, the last part. Since this foot washing ceremony deals with humiliation and also deals with the subject of hurt and repentance, that is why this service is performed before the Lord's Supper occurs. Our hearts need to be emptied of self so that we may receive all the blessings that God has in store in this next service. And also, since this foot washing service deals with the crucifixion of self and showing humility and love for one another, then anyone, whether they're baptized or not, are free to participate in this service, because each and every one of humanity needs to crucify self and to be meek, lowly, and humble of heart. So as we break for this important foot washing service, I pray that God will indeed pour upon us His Spirit And I pray, dear Spirit, that you will indeed reveal to us any of our sins, any of our grievances, any of our emotions that may be preventing us from being truly loving of our fellow brothers and sisters. And may we repent of these and seek to become of one heart, one mind together. And so let us go ahead and take about a 15-minute break so that this important service can be accomplished.
I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is strong. Child of weakness, watch and pray, find in me thine all in all. Jesus made it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. Lord, now indeed I find thy power and thine alone can change the leper's spots and melt the heart of stone. Jesus made it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow.
Foot washing service completed, and with our hearts softened and subdued by the Holy Spirit, now we move into the communion services of the bread and the juice. And for those that would like to follow along with the quotes that I'll be referring to, you can find these on our website at lightministries.com/SDA/ID1382.htm. And if you look at quote number one from Matthew 26, verse 17 and 26 to 30. Now the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover? And as they were finishing eating, Jesus took bread, and blessed it, and brake it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup, and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. And then from Luke 22, verses 17 to 20. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. Now we've learned that the bread symbolizes the body of Jesus Christ. And it's not the actual body of Christ, but it is just a symbol of that. So by eating this communion bread, symbolizing the body of Christ, it further symbolizes that Christ, who is the Word and truth of God, is nourishing you from within, and thus your spiritual life will come alive. And we're told in Psalms 34, verse 8, this very thing. O taste, that means you're eating. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. And in Jeremiah 15, verse 16, Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. So that's dealing with the bread. Now dealing with the juice, or grape juice, the fruit of the vine, we found that it symbolizes the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And it's not that this grape juice is the actual blood of Christ, but it is just a symbol of it. So then by drinking this grape juice that symbolizes the blood of Christ, it would further symbolize that you have been washed clean from all of your sins, both outwardly and internally. And we're told in 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 to 9. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, apart from the symbology of this service, why should we partake of the Lord's Supper? We're told in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 26, and this is quote number 2. For I have received of the Lord that which also I declared unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. So these verses show that we're to partake of the Lord's Supper in remembrance of the great sacrifice that Christ willingly made out of love for you and me and for all of God's followers. And this shows us that instead of being in a condition of sorrow for sin, We should instead be in a condition of happiness when we partake of this service, because of all that the Lord has done and is doing for you and me, and especially because of his promise that he's soon to come back to take us home to be with him forevermore. And then Jesus will again drink of the fruit of the vine in company with all of his ransomed and redeemed followers. Now, some have a question on who can partake of the Lord's Supper. Now, if you look at quote number 3, in looking at all of those that were partaking in this upper room Lord's Supper, you'll find that it was only the disciples of Christ that he had allowed to join in this service and to partake of the bread and the juice that symbolized his body and blood. And when you look at the lives of the disciples, you'll find that all of these had been baptized and had already accepted Christ as their Lord, God, and Savior. So then this shows us that not just anyone is free to partake of the bread and the juice in the Lord's Supper, but only those who have been baptized and have also accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and God. So then, as this is true, for those who are not yet baptized into the Lord Jesus, or who have not yet fully accepted him as your God and Savior, then I would suggest and request that you do not eat of this communion bread or drink of this juice until you have done both of these necessary and important things connected with your salvation in Christ. And should any of you desire to do both of these things, then please contact me and I will be more than happy to help get you prepared and ready so that you'll be able to join with us in communion in the near future. So, dear ones, for those that are already baptized and have accepted Christ as your Lord, God, and Savior, if you know that you've confessed all your known sins, if you know that you have done everything that you can to settle differences between those with whom you fellowship, and if you have fully crucified self and are hid in Christ, then let us move forward in partaking of the sacred communion service, and you will indeed be blessed and happy. Those that are officiating with the unleavened bread, I ask that you please get that prepared and passed out to each participant. But please do not yet eat of the bread. And so go ahead and do that now. Let us bow our heads. My dear precious Father in heaven, we thank you so very much for making possible our salvation, for sending Jesus down to give us the example and also to be our sacrifice for sin. Thank you, dear Savior, for indeed offering your body upon the cross. Thank you for carrying out your part in this plan of salvation, for dying and also for being resurrected to life, and for being our Savior that will set us free from sin and from bondage, that we can be free indeed. Thank you, Savior, for your great sacrifice. Thank you so much for making it possible for each one of us to have eternal life in thee. And I pray, dear Savior, that you will fill us with your peace, that self will be hid at all times, so that glory can be given to our God. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. And now go ahead and partake and eat of the bread. Amen. And now it's time for the grape juice, so please go ahead and get that ready and passed out to the participants, but please do not drink it yet. Let us bow our heads. Our dear Father, we again thank you for the plan of salvation and for sending Jesus. And dear Savior, thank you for not just offering your body on the cross, but also spilling your blood, that an atonement for sin can be accomplished in us, that we can be completely washed away of all of our corruption of sin, and indeed made white in the blood of the Lamb. I pray, dear Savior, that you will help us to recognize that this crucifixion of self, being washed, is a daily, ongoing experience. That it is not just once at conversion, but it's to be every day. Thus, Savior, please help us to dedicate ourselves each day to allow you to live within us, self to be fully crucified, and that we can indeed allow you to live and to move through us and to bring glory to your name and the name of our Father until you come again. Thank you so much for this precious promise that you are coming again. And help us to get ready and to stay ready to meet you in the clouds, in the air, and forevermore to be with you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. And now please go ahead and drink the juice. Amen. We're told in 1 Corinthians 11:26 that as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. And so this service that we've partaken of here is a service that brings joy and happiness to each one of us, because we know that our Savior is coming again. That we haven't been forsaken. That Christ hasn't forgotten us. He is still our Lord God and Savior. He is still ministering for each one of us in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. And he's coming again soon. So this wicked world is not our home. Christ has prepared a better place for each one of us. And soon this wicked earth will be cleansed and made new. That indeed is something to be joyful about. And we're told in Matthew 26, verse 30. When they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. So the ending of the communion service was with a hymn, with a song. And in keeping in that example, let us sing the hymn, "There is sunshine in my soul today, because our Lord God Jesus Christ is coming soon, so that we can forevermore be with Him." There is sunshine in my soul today, more glorious and bright than glows in any earthly sky. For Jesus is my light. Oh, there's sunshine, blessed sunshine, while the peaceful, happy moments roll. When Jesus shows His smiling face, there is sunshine in my soul. There is music in my soul today, a carol to my King. And Jesus, listening, can hear the song my soul does sing. Oh, there's sunshine, blessed sunshine, while the peaceful, happy moments roll. When Jesus shows His smiling face, there is sunshine in my soul. There is springtime in my soul today, for when the Lord is near, the dove of peace sings in my heart, the flowers of grace appear. Oh, there's sunshine, blessed sunshine, while the peaceful, happy moments roll. When Jesus shows His smiling face, there is sunshine in my soul. There is gladness in my soul today, and hope and praise and love. For blessings which He gives me now, for joys laid up above. Oh, there's sunshine, blessed sunshine, while the peaceful, happy moments roll. When Jesus shows His smiling face, there is sunshine in our soul. Amen, dear ones. When Christ shines His smiling face, filled with the light of His truth upon your heart, and you allow Him in as an honored guest, there can be no more darkness there. All is bright. Something to be joyful about. Something to be happy about. Something to raise your voices in praise and adoration to the Father who's made it all possible and to His Son that lives within you. Sunshine indeed, for the Lord of righteousness has arisen with healing in His wings. I invite you to please bow your heads and your knees for closing prayer. Blessed Father, praise be your holy name for making it possible for sinful fallen human beings to have something to truly be happy about. That Jesus is their Savior, their substitute, their sacrifice, their righteousness, and their companion. And dear Savior, blessed be your holy name for allowing it to be possible to be free from sin, free from guilt, and to be clothed in your righteousness, for you live within and make all this possible because of your sacrifice and divine power. Dear Savior, please fill us with your light. Dispel all darkness in our hearts. Fill us to the overflowing with your love and joy and peace. And indeed, allow this to shine forth to others. Because self is crucified and glory can be given to the Lamb. Help us indeed to have a song upon our lips and hearts to sing to your glory, for it means everything to the Christian to have an indwelling Savior. Thank you so much for working within us a transformation from pride to humbleness, from self-sufficiency to meekness, from self-exaltation to lowliness, and from breaking the commandments to keeping them out of love for him who died for us and who shows us the way to everlasting life. Thank you so much for making this possible, for we want to give our loving, compassionate Father all the glory that we possibly can. And thank you for helping us to accomplish this. Most of all, dear Savior, thank you for coming soon and for taking us away from this wicked world to dwell where sin will never arise a second time. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Don't you just love him, dear ones? Don't you just love the Father for all that he has done and the Savior for all that he makes possible? How can there be darkness and gloom in your hearts if you're dwelling in the light that shines from the Savior? How can you be worried about the future when the Almighty is dwelling and ruling within you? How can you be sad when the light of life has united and yoked himself with you? Indeed, let us have sunshine in our hearts at all times, because we are loved by the Godhead, and there's nothing that can separate us from their love. That's a cause for rejoicing, no matter what type of tribulation you're going through, because we're not forsaken by God. And he's giving us the grace and the strength to endure so that we can give him the glory. For he is worthy. So indeed, this is a high Sabbath. Amen. Thank you, Godhead. And thank you that we're a day closer to heaven. For this world is not our home. We seek a better home, even a heavenly home. So praise the Lord. Well, dear ones, we're in the after church service time. Is there any songs, any testimonies, any comments, any questions, anything else that you'd like to share?
I'd like to sing a song. It's kind of a simple song. Maybe you know it and sing it with me. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. I hear the sweetest praise from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, I know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, well, Lord, what will I do? I hear the sweetest praise from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
I would like to share him as well. Dear Sister Joan, that was beautiful. I would like to learn that song. If you have time, if you record it, can I just have a little copy that I can be able to learn it as well? That's a beautiful song, yes, sister. Praise the Lord. The hymn that I want to share is number 520 in the hymn book, and is He Hided My Soul. A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me. He hided my soul in the cliff of the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see, with rivers of pleasure I see. He hided my soul in the cliff of the rock, that shadow a dry thirsty land. He hided my life in the depth of his love, and cover me there with his hands, and cover me there with his hands. A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord, he taketh my burdens away. He holdeth me up and I shall not be moved, he giveth me strength as my day. He giveth me strength as my day. He hided my soul in the cliff of the rock, that shadow a dry thirsty land. He hided my life in the depth of his love, and cover me there with his hands, and cover me there with his hands. With numberless blessings each moment he crowns, and filled with his fullness divine. I sing in my rapture, oh glory to God, for such a Redeemer as mine, for such a Redeemer as mine. He hided my soul in the cliff of the rock, that shadow a dry thirsty land. He hided my life in the depth of his love, and cover me there with his hands, and cover me there with his hands. When clothed in brightness, transported I rise to meet with him the clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, his wonderful love, I shout with the millions on high. I shout with the millions on high. He hides my soul in the cliff of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hides my life in the depth of His love and cover me there with His hands. And cover me there with His hands.
Amen. And thank you, dear sister. And also thank you, dear Sister Joan, for that wonderful song. And it is recorded. And Lord willing, I'll be able to get a copy of it. I'm just a passing through on our website in the home church section under religious songs. But as we're praising our God for His great love and for His merciful kindness, a hymn came to mind, Praise to the Lord. And those that know it and would like to take a verse, please feel free. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. O my soul, praise Him, for He is thy health and salvation. All ye who hear, now to His temple draw near. Join ye in glad adoration. Praise to the Lord who o'er all things so wondrously reigneth. Shieldeth thee under His wings, yea, so gently sustaineth. Hast thou not seen how thy desires e'er have been granted in what He ordaineth? Praise to the Lord who doth prosper thy work and defend thee. Surely His goodness and mercy here daily attend thee. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do, if with His love He befriend thee. Indeed, dear ones, we can do all things through Christ which strengthen us. Praise to the Lord.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me I am His own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, no other has ever known. He speaks and the sound of His voice is so sweet, the words touch their singing. And the melody that He gave to me within my heart is ringing. And He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me I am His own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, no other has ever known. I'd stay in the garden with him. Though the night around me be falling, but he bids me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, no other's ever known.
Amen. And thank you, dear sister. That was beautiful. Another hymn came to mind, When We All Get to Heaven. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sigh. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of him in glory will the toils of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Onward to the prize before us, soon his beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the tree of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day are we thirsting that would be.
Oh, that will be when we all see Jesus.
We'll sing
and shout for victory.
Amen.
Dear Sister Joan, it was such a blessing to hear you sing that song. And I was wondering, I was just about to bubble up the mic and ask someone if they knew that song. And it was like the Lord impressed your heart to sing what was in my heart. So if by God's grace, if you can again, dear sister, please bless us with that song again. It was one of something I learned in my childhood, and I just always, it was just in my spirit. So I thank the Lord for impressing your heart to share it with us. So if you are so moved to do so, if you can please share it with us again. It was the one with,
oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven is not my home, Dear Lord, what must I do? I don't know the whole thing, but praise God if you're able.
This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. I hear the sweetest praise from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, I know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, well Lord, what will I do? I hear the sweetest praise from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. The saints in glory land are shouting victory. I wanna join their band and live eternally. I hear the sweetest songs from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Amen. That was beautiful. The second time over, it was beautiful. Praise the Lord. And you remembered the third stanza. That's wonderful. Well, dear ones, is there anything else that you'd like to share? And please feel free. This is such a beautiful after-church service.
Hi, blessed Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath, everybody.
There's a song my grandmother, she was singing to my sisters and I, ever since we were little. And I always share with you guys. Okay? Okay, it goes, oh, my dad, I love you. Okay, it goes like this. Jesus, you are the center of my joy. All that is perfect comes from you. You are the joy of my contentment in everything I do. Jesus, you are the center of my joy. Jesus, you are the center of my joy. In everything I do, Jesus, you are the center of my joy. Amen, amen, amen. Sorry about the internet. Okay.
Hi, everyone. Sorry about that. I guess I got kicked out in the middle of a song.
It was the internet.
So there's a song that I'd like to sing. Brother Dad, do you have song, Lord, I'm Coming Home, and on your website? If not, I have it here. Oh, yes, you do. Okay, praise the Lord. Everybody can follow along. I have it in a hymnal here. So, let me get the tune correctly. Sorry, I have still a little bit of a cold and stuff. I'll try to get the tune here. Okay. I wander far away from God. Now I'm coming home. The paths of sin too long I trod. Lord, I'm coming home. Coming home. Coming home. Never more to roam. Open wide thine arms of love. Lord, I'm coming home. I've wasted many precious years. Now I'm coming home. I now repent with bitter tears. Lord, I'm coming home. Coming home, coming home, never more to roam. Open wide thine arms of love, Lord, I'm coming home. Tired of sin, and striving, Lord, I'm coming home. I'll trust thy love, believe thy word, Lord, I'm coming home. Coming home, coming home. Never more to roam. Open wide thine arms of love. Lord, I'm coming home. My only hope, my only plea. Now I'm coming home. That Jesus died and died for me. Lord, I'm coming home. Coming home. Coming home. Never more to roam. Open wide thine arms of love. Lord, I'm coming home. I need his cleansing blood, I know. Now I'm coming home. Oh, wash me whiter and snow. Lord, I'm coming home. Coming home, coming home. Never more to roam.
Oh. Amen. That was beautiful, dear Brother Sean. I would like to hear him 5:32, day by day. Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trust in him, my Father wise bestowment, have no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure, give unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly his part of pain and pleasure, mingling toys with peace and rest. Every day the Lord himself is near me, with a special mercy for each hour. All my case he fain will bear and cheer me, he whose name is Consoler and Power. The protections of his child and treasure is the charge that on him set he lay. As your day your strength shall be in measure, this the pledge to me he made. Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust thy promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation. Offer me within thy holy words. Help me, Lord, when toilsome trouble meet thee, here to take us from my Father's hand. One by one, the days, the moments fleeting,
till I reach the promised land.
Greetings, everyone. Not going to sing a song, but I have a song on a CD that I have, so I'm going to try to see if this is going to work, if you'll be able to hear, so bear with me and get the song to see if we can get the song to play. Please speak up in the chat room if you cannot hear it or if it's not coming across, but it's one of my favorite songs, and it's a tremendous blessing to my heart, and I hope it's a blessing to you. Hang on one moment, please.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy is He. Sing a new song to Him who sits on heaven's mercy seat. Worthy is the Lamb who was saved. Holy, holy is He. We sing a new song to Him who sits on heaven's mercy seat. Holy, 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 the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore You.
Hi everybody, happy and blessed Sabbath. I'm gonna be singing another song. I haven't sung this song in a while, so I'm gonna try to remember the tune for it. Please bear with me if I do mess up. I'm not trying to, but you know, just bear with me. It's called the song Is My Name Written Here? I haven't sung the song in quite a while, and I don't think Brother Dad has it on the website. I don't think he does. So I will try to sing it as best as I can with the tune. So please bear with me. Lord, I care not for riches, neither silver nor gold. I would make sure of heaven, I will enter the fold.
In the book of thy kingdom, with its pages all fair, tell me, Jesus, my Savior, is my name written there? Is my name written there on page bright and fair? In the book of thy kingdom, is my name written there? Lord, my sins, they are many, like the sands of the sea. But thy blood, O my Savior, is sufficient for me. For thy promise is written in bright letters that glow. Though your sins be as scarlet, I will make them like snow. Is my name written there on the page white and fair? In the book of thy kingdom, is my name written there? Oh, that beautiful city with its mansions of light, with its glorified beings in pure garments of white, where we hold it, we commit to dispel what is fair, where the angels are watching. Yes, my name's written there. Yes, my name's written there on the page white and fair. In the book of thy kingdom, yes, my name's written there. Yes, my name's written there on the page white and fair. In the book of thy kingdom, yes, my name's written there. I haven't sung that one in quite a while.
Amen, and thank you. Well, dear ones, it's been a blessed service today, and thank you so much for your participation, and thank you so much for the songs and for your prayers, and pray that God will indeed continue to lead and guide you upward, to continue to allow Christ to dwell in your hearts by faith and to be exemplified in your life in meekness, humbleness, lowliness, and with self being crucified, that God may be glorified in your life and people can come to know and understand that there is a living God which ruleth in the heavens and indeed will bring about a lasting change in your life. I ask you to please join with me in our closing hymn, You Will See Your Lord A-Coming. You will see your Lord A-Coming. You will see your Lord A-Coming. You will see your Lord A-Coming in a few more days. You will hear Christ's silver trumpet, you will hear Christ's silver trumpet, you will hear Christ's silver trumpet in a few more days. Hear the band of music, hear the band of music, hear the band of music which is sounding through the air. You will see the saints arising, you will see the saints arising, you will see the saints arising in a few more days. Then we'll travel to the city, we will travel to the city, we will travel to the city in a few more days.
Hear the band of music, hear the band of music, hear the band of music which is sounding through the air.
Then we'll shout our sufferings over, we will shout our sufferings over, we will shout our sufferings over in a few more days. Then we'll spend eternity, we will spend eternity, we will spend eternity with our Lord Jesus Christ. Hear the band of music, hear the band of music, hear the band of music which is sounding through the air.
Yet I see a light coming, you will hear Christ through the trumpet, you will see the saints arising in a few more days. They will travel to the city, then will shower suffering loving, give us an eternity with our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hear the band of music, hear the band of music, the band of music which is sounding through the air.
Amen, dear ones. So please go with God. O brother or sister, be faithful. Soon shalt thou see the Lord Jesus Christ coming in the clouds of heaven for thee.
Behold, 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 God is my helper, the Lord is with them that uphold my soul. Psalm 34:4. Behold, 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 God is my helper, the Lord is with them that uphold my soul. Psalm 34:1.